I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. You know when you go to a restaurant and they have a plate with the daily special on display? Well, in Japan, restaurants often have their entire menu on display. Looks good, too, like it's ready to eat. Except you can't, because the food is made of plastic. Turns out that all of that fake sushi, ramen, and chicken katsu curry is made on one street in Tokyo, Kapabashi Street. And food writer Steve Dolinsky went there today.
Kapabashi is kind of the local source for all the housewares, kitchenwares. You see a lot of chefs shopping over there to fill their restaurants with products. But you also see some of these Shokuhin Senpuru stores. They make these samples of food. Pretty much, if you can eat something on this planet, it can be replicated in Tokyo.
A lot of restaurants in Japan do this. So if I'm a restaurateur, what do I do? Take my menu down to Kapabashi Street and one of these little factories will create models of my food for me?
Exactly. The sample store I went to was Maiduru. They've been around since 1948. They actually want the restaurateurs and chefs to bring the food in. Sometimes they said people send it in via mail. This is not just for restaurants in Japan. These are for restaurants all over the world. If you've been to an Asian restaurant anywhere in America, you've been to Chinatown somewhere, and you see all that plastic food in the front window, chances are it came from Kapabashi Street, actually from some of the factories just outside of Tokyo, like this Maiduru that I visited earlier today.
A place like Maiduru, what do their workshops look like? More like a kitchen or more like an artist studio?
Yeah, it's something out of an artist studio. People hunched over wooden tables, wearing masks, being very meticulous, painting things, forming things, pulling molds out of ovens. I mean, we saw these women that were airbrushing lobsters and lemons and hand-painting the little fat streaks on top of Wagyu beef or pieces of Maguro tuna. I mean, really, really intricate work. Some of these people went to art school. Some just have a really good eye for food.
So, Steve, you're no longer at Kapabashi Street right now. You're having dinner because, you know, Tokyo is a late-night kind of place. So do they have any models of the kind of food you saw earlier today on Kapabashi Street at the restaurant where you're at now?
Yeah, I see the plastic food right out in front of the restaurant. You know, I just stepped outside, but you can see bowls of ramen with slices of chashu, the cooked pork on top. They've got plates of Japanese curry next to rice, all kinds of things, full color, too. And the interesting thing is that some of these producers, you know, they have food that looks like plastic, and then some, the food looks incredibly real.
Right, but don't try eating it. So how did all this start? I mean, I know some restaurants in the U.S. might go to the trouble of preparing a plate to maybe put in the window for the daily special, but in Japan, it's almost de rigueur that they'll have the entire menu sculpted. What's the history?
After World War II, a lot of Westerners started coming to Japan, and it was kind of a two-way street. They couldn't really understand the local food, the soba, the udon, the traditional food here, and then the Japanese couldn't understand what hamburgers or hot dogs were, and so you had to figure out a way to illustrate it. And it just made the most sense to create some kind of a model. It used to be made out of wax, but about 40 years ago, they shifted to plastic. But it's been around since World War II.
It's incredible. It's a kind of simple fix, you know, basically pointing at something to overcome these linguistic and cultural misunderstandings.
Exactly. I asked the question, like, do you have pre-made sets or do people actually want customized things? And they showed me this incredible room full, I mean, floor to ceiling, full of boxes with all kinds of ingredients that you can literally create yourself. So if you want shiitake mushrooms sliced or chopped, you want enoki mushrooms, you want shrimp that's cooked, you want, you know, different kinds of eggs. I mean, you can literally assemble anything you want into a plate. And then they've got somebody who'll look at the picture, whatever the restaurant wants, and then they will recreate this exact dish.
I mean, given the level of artisanship, what costs more, the real piece of sashimi or the fake piece?
The pieces are expensive. I looked at just like a little piece of nigiri, which is a piece of fish over rice. You're anywhere between $8 and $14 for one piece.
We've got pictures of some of the food that Maiduru make. I love the picture of you drinking a fake draft beer. It even has sweat on the outside of the glass. And all these pictures will be at PRI.org. I love the chicken katsu curry. I could almost smell it. What was the most realistic piece of food you saw where you were almost ready to sink your teeth into it?
Definitely the ramen. I'm a big ramen fan. I've been kind of on a ramen jag while I'm in Tokyo. And just seeing those slices of pork, the fish cake, the noodles coming out of the steaming broth, I mean, it just looks so real. It's incredible what these folks were able to replicate just using, you know, paint and their imaginations.
Food writer Steve Dolinsky, great to speak with you. Thanks for your time.
You bet, Marco. Take care. Arigato gozaimasu.
Arigato gozaimasu.